الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد Allah is greater than anything, than anybody. And there is no other God except Him. And we praise Him in the morning, in the evening, and all time. Alhamdulillah, الذي شرع لنا الحج الحج وعرفنا بقصة سيدنا إبراهيم عليه السلام وبنجاحه في اختبار التضحية والطاعة للخالق العظيم. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who prescribed al-hajj as the fifth pillar of Islam. And he has told us about the beautiful story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife Hajar and his son Ismail when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test them how much obedient to Allah is. And He asked Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to slaughter his son, his only son, Ismail. And he passed the test with colors. He was an excellent example of trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the goodness for me. And he obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just before, he was able to execute the Gazuman, then Jibril alayhi salam came with a sacrificial animal and telling Ibrahim and sadaqta ru'ya, and he passed the test. The devil tried to dissuade him, but he threw stones at the devil, and that's why the pilgrims in Mecca throw stones on the devil. The devil tries to dissuade Sidna Hajar. May Allah be pleased with her. How in the world you accept your husband kill your son, your only son? But she also picked stones and threw at him, trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he went to Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, telling him the same story, and Sayyidina Ismail threw stone at him. And therefore the pilgrims in Mecca today and tomorrow and after tomorrow will be throwing the stones at the devil in these three sites. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this beautiful story and this beautiful ritual of Al-Hajj, so we can remember how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants everything good for us, and He will never do anything harm. But it was just a test of faith, a test of obedience to Allah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وهو الذي أنعم علينا بأكبر النعم وهي نعمة الإسلام. The greatest blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided every one of you, all of us, is the blessing of Islam. Nothing after that, nothing before that, nothing beside that will benefit you more. It is the greatest blessing. ونشهد أن سيدنا رسول الله محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين الذي بلغ رسالة ربه وأخبرنا أن الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. And we bear witness that Allah, praise to Him, has sent Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, as the seal of all messengers and prophets of Allah, who told the message of Islam as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to tell, as perfect, as resolved, as refined, as complete as Allah wanted him to tell. And he told us there is no other reward for al-hajj al-mabroor, the good hajj, except al-jannah. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant everyone here, everyone listening to us, the blessings of going in al-hajj, inshallah. So you can come back as your mother gave birth to you, all sins forgiven, inshallah. صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. May Allah send peace and blessings to the Prophet's soul and to the souls of his wives, his descendants, his companions, and the believers until the day of judgment. Amen. الحمد لله على نعمة المحبة والتعاطف والود والتضامن والتكافل والرأفة والرحمة. كل هذه المعاني في القرآن الكريم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to be as loving, as compassionate as possible to each other, to other members of the family, parents to children, children to parents, and particularly between spouses. And when we do that, when the family is sound, when the family is based on love and compassion and solidarity, the whole society becomes compassionate. The whole society becomes sound. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for his creation. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in this earth? Why did he created us? He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created jinn and ants, human beings, to worship him. But when you think about what is worship, what is charity, what is ihsan and piety, all of it is just loving yourself, loving your family members, being good to other people, don't harm them. That's ibadah. That's ibadah. You want to be close to Allah? Benefit his creation. And start with al-aqrabun. Al-aqrabuna awla bil-ma'roof. The closest to you are the ones who deserve your love, who deserve your compassion, who deserve your solidarity. Then if everyone is doing that to his own, her own, then the whole society is sound and compassionate and in solidarity. But the biggest love is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. Yes, a man and a woman love each other. A parent and a child love each other. A child loving his or her parents. Yes, but the biggest love is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. We are his creation. And therefore, all the punishment, when you observe rules of Islam and commands, all the punishment, and he is, praise to him, is so angry when we transgress against each other. He doesn't want us there. In Surah At-Tawbah, this is chapter 9 of the Holy Quran, verse 72. Allah, praise to him, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وعد الله المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. Allah, praise to him, has promised believers, men and women, gardens with flowing rivers. This is in his paradise. خالدين فيها, living their everlasting life. ومساكن طيبة, and the best residences or residential places. في جنات عدن, in gardens evergreen, beautifully seen, full of flowers and fruits and anything you want and you wish for. ورضوان من الله أكبر, and most important than the things that we enjoy is the contentment and the pleasure of Allah granted to believers. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, and that is the biggest winning. Winning is not what we make, only what we make here. Of course, there is winning here by all counts, spiritual and material, but nothing is compared to the everlasting contentment and pleasures of Allah. So the biggest love is Allah, the love of Allah to his worshippers, to his winning believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all among them. Second, the love of children, the love of parents to children. It is instilled in us. Allah, praise to Him, has installed this software of love in our hearts. It's in our blood. And I will just recite two, three verses from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. When the beautiful story, and I would today, every parent here, to tell the full story to our children. This is the occasion of Al-Eid. Tell them the entire story in its detail. But among the story, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam took Sayyidatna Hajar, his wife, and his only son Ismail, and left them in Mecca at that time. It is estimated this is 25 BC, 2500 BC. So it's about 4,500 years ago. Wallahu a'lam. And Mecca at that time was a valley without plants. Then he said this supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verses 35 to 37. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامَ رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرَ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. Ibrahim, peace be to him, supplicating, calling for Allah, making dua after he left his son, only son, and his wife Hajar. And he said, Oh Allah, guide me and my descendants after me. Guide me to worship you. And so we will never be dissuaded to worship anybody than you, idolatry. And oh God, he is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have left them in this valley without plants. And if there are no plants, there would be no birds, no animals also. So I ask you, Allah, I left them near your sacred house, near Mecca, near Kaaba. And I want them to stand or establish prayers like I do. So in order for them to worship you, O Allah, convert people, divert people, bring people to them, to this place, so there would be life and they would establish a salah. And oh Allah, give them, grant them some rizq, bounties of life, food and drinks, so they would worship you. That is the supplication of Sayyidina Ibrahim. And following him, we should always be making dua to our children to be in the right path. Even if you send your child to a faraway college or a school away from your town, you shouldn't be scared. Make dua for them. Make sure that everything is okay. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide them to continue worshipping Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer the call, as He answered the call of Sayyidina Ibrahim by making Mecca what it is nowadays. All hearts are with Mecca. Yes, there are about 2 million people, pilgrims, coming from outside during Hajj. But all the year, actually, there is continuous presence of Muslims in Mecca, spending money, and it is thriving with oil or without oil. Mecca is, inshallah, forever in good shape. Thalithan, a third way of love is the love of parents by children. There should be, it's not one-way street, it is two-way street. We give you, I'm talking to our children, our young men and young women here. We give you all what we have, the maximum love we have. And you should reciprocate the least you can do. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding you. This is in Surah Luqman, chapter 31, verse 14. يَقُولُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنُشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this great verse is talking to every one of you, young or old, how you treat your parents, and reminding us that your mother had carried you in her body 9 months, and she was in weakness upon weakness. Every month, every day of the pregnancy, her weakness would continue and increase actually. And her weakness and struggle does not end in labor and giving birth. She continues eating and giving milk and to her child, not only milk, but also care and compassion and love, and hours of staying awake at night. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, every one of us, young and old here, أَنُشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. So in return for that, you thank Allah, is telling you, thank me and your parents. Yeah, just quickly, directly, after thanking God, we thank parents. If they are alive, you thank them face to face. If they are dead, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for them. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them the peace in Jannah they deserve. You do good deeds in their, on their behalf. You visit their friends, if they had friends alive. And you do good to somebody related to them with as best as you can. وفي حديث عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عن عبد الرحمن بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال سألت الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أي العمل أحب إلى الله تعالى. This great companion Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, asked the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, which deed is most beloved to Allah, praise to him. And he said, الصلاة في وقتها. You pray on time. Don't delay the prayers. There is a show on TV. Okay, let me continue the show. The show may extend to 1 hour or so. You lost the prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us, whenever there is a prayer, time comes, we stand for a prayer. Second, ثم أي سأله. He asked him, then what after that? He said, بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, treating parents as best as you can, live and dead. Like I said, live, you good treatment to them while they are alive, obedient to them in anything, but without being disobedient to Allah. You cannot obey anybody if he is disobedient, or if the action would lead to disobedience. قلت ثم أي قال الجهاد في سبيل الله. Then the third is fighting for the sake of Allah, not for politics, not for your ego. It's for the sake of Allah. رابعا, and this is the core of my khutbah today, love and compassion and solidarity among spouses. You read in the media a lot of divorce, not only in American societies, throughout the world. Even we hear about Middle Eastern countries that divorce was unheard of. It's spreading. in our American society, a lot of drugs, whole communities infested with drugs, people addicted. Okay. Alcohol and its problems, and if you want the statistics, hundreds of thousands of people are really killed every year by alcohol, by drugs, by gun violence, by traffic accidents, all this year. When you think about these things, yes, the police or the state, the local state or the federal government can do a lot to alleviate the problem, to prevent the problem, to decrease the problem, to combat, like the case of drugs. They can send, they really send agents to other countries like Colombia. And even in politics, you can build a wall without interfering in the campaigns. But still, if there is demand for drugs, drug dealers will find ways to bring it in tunnels underground or by planes. So what, where is the problem? The problem is the family. If we are careful about that, and we are 100% following our children, what they are doing in the neighborhood, what they are doing in school, why giving children so much money extra when they are at school? Pay the cafeteria for them. They shouldn't really have money with this, a lot of drugs in school. I'm just speaking about drugs as a problem, a social, you can apply it to other social problems. If the family is doing its job, parents doing their job, husband and wife, they're doing their job, then the problem would be much less. How we should deal with each other as husbands and wives? In Surah Ar-Rum, in Surah Al-Furqan, والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض. The believers, men believers and women believers, they are the patrons to each other. Nothing wrong with a wife supporting her husband and telling him the right thing if he is wrong. And nothing wrong with the husband telling his wife she is wrong. They are أولياء بعض. Nobody else is going to come from neighborhood to tell you what's going on between them. It should go to both ways. Nobody should have the command alone. It is a mutual relationship. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Whenever she, the wife, sees her husband leaning towards something wrong, she should stop him. When he sees her doing something wrong or about to do something, he should stop her. This is part of our faith. This is what Allah is telling us. You don't say, oh, she is free to do whatever she wants, or I am free, you shouldn't interfere in my life. No, they are partners in this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects them to do that. And in Surah Al-Furqan, this is chapter 25, verse 74. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh, the believers, among the most important supplications. Oh Allah, grant us from our spouses and our descendants, our children, قُرَّةَ أَعْيُن. قُرَّةَ أَعْيُن is an Arabic term that means so we become content. Oh Allah, make, a man should be saying, a believer, male believer should be saying, oh Allah, make my wife and my children قُرَّةَ أَعْيُن لِي, the best I can be content about. And she should be asking Allah in her prayer, oh Allah, make my husband, make my children the best I can be content with. It's dua. And Allah told us in many places that if your dua is sincere, then he will be answering dua, your dua, and he will support you. And in Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30, verse 21, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And among his signs, he has created for you, from yourselves, from your kind, spouses. Whether you are a man, you have a wife, she is a woman, she has a husband. To do what to each other? لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So you can dwell calmly, peacefully to each other. He described the spouse, a husband or wife, as the house that you take refuge to. It's safety. What beautiful way to describe the relationship. Your wife is your house. Your husband is your house. When you are outside, you're tired, competing with the world. You can't wait to reach home, to relax. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the husband and the wife as houses to each other. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And he made among you mawadda, cordiality, friendship, love. وَرَحْمَةً, mercy. We shouldn't wait for a mistake, then I'm criticizing her. She shouldn't wait for I make a mistake and she's criticizing me in an angry way and fight. This is what we are talking about, fighting. I started talking about divorce in the world. And you ask people after they divorce, investigate, what was the major reason? There are big reasons, but among them, continuous fighting on anything, about anything, for nothing. You don't need to do that. Speak to each other in a good way, in a peaceful way. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. This is Taha, Surah Taha. We are commanded to command our wives and our children to pray. If they don't pray, remind them. I may forget. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdu lillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik yawm al-deen. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina assirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim. ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.